All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. Today's daf is Chaf Gimel. Really great daf. Really, really great daf. We're going to start Chaf Beis and with Beis 22b by the Gemara. So remember again, Mishnah introduced us ultimately again to cases where I go and I take a shvuah not to eat, and I eat and I drink the Mishnah Paskin, and I'm only going to be chayav once. So I'm a Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, I'm a Shmuel. Shvuah shelo ochal v'shasa, chayav, we'll say, the halacha is that if a person goes ahead, shvuah shelo ochal v'shasa, chayav. So Rabbi Chiya bar Avin said to Shmuel that if a person takes a shvuah, I'm not going to eat, and what happens? They drink, so they're chayav. In other words, we'll say, if I take a shvuah, I'm not going to eat, I don't eat, but I drink, I'm chayav for violating my shvuah. Says the Gemara, Ibaisim Asar, Ibaisim Akra. So why is this? So again, one possibility is, I can learn this out from a pasuk, or I can learn this out ultimately again from a svara. So the Gemara says, Ibais ema svara, if you want to say that it's a svara, da amrale inish lechavre nito midi va'ayil va'achli v'shasu. Because sometimes it's just the way that people talk. When a person says to his friend, let's go eat something, and they end up in what? They end up eating and drinking. So we see ultimately that what? That shtia is bichlal achila. Drinking is subsumed under the umbrella of eating. V'ibay simakra. But so the other possibilities were not from a pasuk. What's the pasuk? V'ibay simakra. Shtiyah b'chal achila. That ultimately, again, drinking is subsumed under the umbrella of eating. Dam Reish Lakish. Minayin l'shtiyah shi b'chal achila. Reish Lakish, from where do we know that drinking is included with eating? Shina emar v'chalt l'fnei Hashem alokecha b'mukhom ha'sheiv chal shalakim shmo sham masar digoncha v'siroshcha. Bosai, the Pasuk says by Maaser Sheni, that you will bring your Maaser Sheni and you will eat it in Yerushalayim. And when it says V'achalti, you shall eat, what does it include? Ma'asar digancha v'siroshcha. The Maaser of your grain and of your grapes. Top of Chav Kimel Amad Aleph, v'sirosh chamrihi. Bosai, what's grapes? Grapes is wine. And yet, what do you see? Uksiv v'achalta. And it says you will eat it. So what do you see from here? You see from here, shtia bichlal achila. That ultimately drinking is included under the umbrella of eating. V'dilma ayid v'anigron. Well, maybe the case over here is that you're drinking the wine. Or we'll say anigron is a beet dish. A beet dish, B-E-E-T. A beet dish. So therefore, again, I'm drinking wine as part of this beet dish. In which case, again, it's still a case of achila. Do Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel Anigron Maya de Salki. Anigron is a dish that's made with beets. Ach Sigron Maya de Kulu Silki. Ach Sigron. Also remember this from our brachos days. Ach Sigron is water or is a dish made from cooked vegetables. So maybe the case of Tirosh in the case of Maaser Sheni is where a person is consuming wine, but wine is being consumed as part of solid food. Davka being consumed ultimately as a drink. Here's where it comes from. We'll say, here's the source for saying that shtiyah bechalal achila. V'nasata kesef bechal asher tavan nafshecha, babakar ubatzon bayayinu b'sheichar. The pasuk says, again, I will say by Maaser Sheni, if you redeem Maaser Sheni for money, you take the money, you spend it in Yerushalayim, you can use the money for whatever you want. Bakar, tzon, wine, sheikhar, yayin, chamru. We'll say, what do you see from here? You see from here that the pasuk, wine, obviously, is a drink. Wine is a drink. And I will say, what does the pasuk say? The pasuk is v'achalta sham. So the pasuk uses lashna v'achila even by drinking wine. Uksi v'achalta v'dil v'hachinami yedei anigron. So maybe it's the same case. Maybe the case over here is where you're drinking the wine through or mixed in with a solid food. That's why it calls it achila. To which the Gemara says, however, k'shechar k'siv midi dimashka. But that's not true because it says what? It says shechar. Nabal says shechar means it's an item that intoxicates. When wine is mixed in with food, it doesn't intoxicate. So it must refer to what? It must refer to wine which is being consumed on its own. One second, the Gemara says, is that not true? There are foods that intoxicate. Listen to this. The Dilma, Devela Ki'ilis. I will say, maybe he's talking about these Ki'ilis figs, right? These Ki'ilis figs had an intoxicating quality. Disanya, Achol Devela Ki'ilis. If a Kohen ate this cake of pressed figs, this type of keyless figs, v'shasa divash, or you drank honey, v'chalav, and milk, v'nichnas l'mikdash, you drank honey and milk, and you went into the Beis HaMikdash, v'avarin did avoda, chayiv. We'll say ultimately again a person is chayiv. Why? Because these items all have an intoxicating or an inebriating effect. So you see from here that what? That you can have, so first of all, it's just an interesting halach in general, that a kohen, we know that a kohen is not permitted to do the avodah shtuya yayin. He's not permitted to go ahead and do the avodah under the influence. What's interesting to see is that it's not only limited to alcohol consumption, but apparently intoxicating foods would also preclude him and prohibit him from doing the avodah, which is pretty amazing. So which the point the Gemara is making over here is that you see that there are intoxicating foods. Ela gamar shechar shechar min nazir. Rather, we make a gzir shava between maaser sheni and nazir. It says shechar by maaser sheni. It says shechar by nazir. Mar lahalan yayin. Just like by nazir, shechar refers to wine. So too by Maaser Sheni, which refers to wine as well. And therefore, I will say what? And therefore, because Sheikha refers to wine by Maaser Sheni, so the Torah tells me that I could redeem the money of Maaser Sheni Shlaim and use it to purchase wine. And what Lashon does the Torah use? The Torah uses the Lashon of Va'achalta. Oh, what do we see from here? We see from here that shtia bichlal achila, that drinking is called eating. I'm both saying, you'll say to yourself, wonderful, who cares? So why does it matter for us? Because if I take a shvua, and I say shvua shalo ochal, I swear I'm not going to eat anything today, and I drink, what's the halacha? I'm in violation of my shvua. I'm chayiv. Why? Because shtia bichlal achila. Because ultimately drinking is subsumed under the umbrella of eating. Amar Rava, Rava says, we also learn this. If a person took a shvua that I'm not going to eat, and he ate and he drank, I will say ultimately he's only chayiv once. So it says, well, let's analyze this. So if you say that shtia is included under achila, it's ultimately that's why the Tana has to go out of his way to tell me that I'm only chayiv once. But I will say, if you say that shtia is not part of achila, shvur shelo ochal, then when I take a shvur not to eat, va'achal va'asa malacha, mi itztrich la'shmo'inon de'ino chayiv ela achos. So I will say, listen to this. So the Gemara says, if you hold that shtia is not bichlal achila, right, shtia achila, two different things. Then if I take a shvur shelo ochal, and what? I go ahead and I eat and I drink, then of course again I'm going to be chayiv twice. In other words, we'll say, do I need the Gemara to teach that? Meaning, let's say a person goes ahead and takes a shvua on Shabbos. I take a shvua, I'm not going to eat. And I eat and I do malacha. So does the Gemara need to tell me that I'm chayiv twice? Of course I'm chayiv twice. They're two independent things. So the Gemara says, therefore, I will say, what do we see from here? We see that ultimately, shtia bichlal achila, that drinking is subsumed under the umbrella, ultimately, of consumption. So we have successfully proven that first point, and therefore, again, that backs up the statement of Shmuel, which is what the Gemara started with, that if a person takes a shvua shalo ochal, and instead he goes ahead and he drinks, he is still going to be chayiv for the violation of the shvua. We'll say, first wide line, chaf kim alam adalef. Ema seifa, but here's the problem. Let's look at the end of the Mishnah. Shvua shalo ochal v'shalo eshte. A person takes a shvua, I take a shvua that I'm not going to eat and I'm not going to drink. Va'achal v'shasa chayiv shtayim. What did the seifa say? And I eat and I drink, I'm chayiv twice, but 1 second. Kevan damar shalo ochal, itzarei b'shtia. Ki amar shalo eshte, amai chayiv. So we'll say, here's the problem. We just established that shtia is bichlal achila, that drinking is part of eating. So therefore, again, so now in the second case of the Mishnah, I then take a shvua. I say, shvua shalo ochal v'shalo eshte. I say a shvua that I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink. So we'll say, what did the Mishnah say? I'm chayiv twice. But 1 second, why am I chayiv twice? At the end of the day, if you say that shtia is bichlal achila, then when I go ahead and I say shvua shalo ochal, what does that include? Achila and shtia. And therefore what? And therefore when I go ahead, ki amar shalo eshte, when I then take that second shvua and I again say shvua that I'm not going to drink, am I chayiv? Why should I be chayiv at all? Ilu amar shalo eshte shrei zimni, mi chayiv tarti. Both say, if I say, I swear I'm not going to drink, and I drink. How many times am I chayiv? Once. Why? Because they both say that second shvua is meaningless. Because the second shvua doesn't come to prohibit any more than what the first shvua did. And therefore, again, there will be no chiyuv under those circumstances. So therefore, I both say, what the Gemara is asking is the following. If you hold that shtiyah is bichlal achila, then when I say shvo shelo ochal, shvo shelo eshte, as soon as I say shelo ochal, that automatically includes achila and shtiyah. Therefore, again, when I say shelo eshte, that's a meaningless statement. If it's a meaning, then why does the Mishnah paskin that when I eat and when I drink, I'm chayiv twice? To which the Gemara says, Amar le hasam da amar shelo eshte v'had amar shelo ochal. This is very interesting. What's the case of the Mishnah? The case of the Mishnah is where I first made the Shavua not to drink, and then only afterwards did I take the Shavua not to eat. Why? So we'll say, so that there, what does that create? That creates two independent Shavuas. Why? The Shtiyah Bechlal Achila Isa, Achila Bechlal Ashtiya Lesa. Because I will say, listen to this. This relationship only goes in one direction. Shtiyah, drinking, is considered a part of eating. Eating, however, is not considered a part of drinking. Therefore, again, I both say, therefore, and again, this is all intuitive. Therefore, again, when the person says, shvuah shelo ochal, if I say I take a shvuah not to eat, so by definition, that includes what? That includes what? Eating and drinking, achila and shtiyah. And therefore, I both say, if I go ahead and I eat and I drink, I'm only going to be chayiv once. Not only that, but if I say shvuah shelo ochal, and then shvuah shelo eshte, that second shvuah is meaningless, because the prohibition on shtiyah is already included in the first shvuah. However, if I go ahead and I say shvua shelo eshta, a shvua that I'm not going to drink, that only covers what? That only covers shtia. That does not cover achila. That does not cover achila. Therefore, I will say, listen to this. If I take a shvua shelo ochal, and then afterwards take a shvua shelo eshta, if I take a shvua shelo eshta, I'm not going to drink. And then afterwards take a shvua shelo ochal, and then I eat and I drink, how many times am I chayiv? Twice. Because I will say both of those shvuas work. And that, the Gemara is suggesting, that's the case in the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah is where I first took the Shavua Shelo Eshte, then the Shavua Shelo Ochal. Both Shavuas devolve upon me, and therefore when I eat and I drink, I'm going to be Chayiv twice. Incredible. Incredible. Aval, Amr Shavua Shelo Ochal v'Shelo Eshte, but I will say, if I say Shavua Shelo Ochal, and if I say, I take a Shavua, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink, v'Ochal v'Shasa, and I did eat and I drink, what's the halacha? My? Eno chayiv ela achas. So you will say, in that case, I'm only going to be chayiv once. Where I take a shvua shelo ochal, shvua shelo eshte, why? Because ultimately, again, shtia is bichlal achila. Ihaki, okay, so I said, fine, I'm following you. But if that's the case, adetani reisha shvua shelo ochal, va'achal v'shasa eno chayiv ela achas. So in the beginning of the Mishnah said, I take a shvua not to eat, and I end up eating and drinking. So the Mishnah said, I'm only chayiv once. Listening, why don't you instead say the following? Shvua shelo ochal v'shelo eshta eno chayiv ela achas. Why don't instead you make a better case? What's the better case? Let the better case be, I take a shvua that I'm not going to eat and I'm not going to drink. So you both say, in the Mishnah's first case, the case was shvua shelo ochal. I take a shvua that I'm not going to eat and I end up eating and drinking. What is the Mishnah paskin? I'm only chayiv what? Only chayiv once. So the Mishnah says, let me give you a better case. A better case. Why doesn't the Mishnah say, let the guy say, shvua shelo ochal, shvua shelo ochal v'eshta. Right? I take a shvua that I'm not going to eat, that I'm not going to drink. So here, he's explicitly articulating both achila and shtia. And then he goes and he eats and he drinks. What's talacha? He's still only chayiv once. Why, Rabbi Osai? Because shtia is bichlal achila. Why don't you say that case? Listening, shvua shelo ochal v'shelo eshta. Let the Mishnah state a case of a shvua where I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink. And let the Mishnah say in that case, ino chayiv ela achos, v'chol shekein shelo ochal l'chudei. And all the more so, Rabbi Osai, in a case where I just said shvua shelo ochal, and then I eat and I drink, then of course it can only be chayiv once. So what the Gemara is asking over here is, why doesn't the Mishnah give me the most chiddushic case, meaning give me the most novel case? The most novel case is not shvur shelo ochal, and then a person eats and drinks. That's only chayiv once, right? The most chiddushic case is where a person says shvur shelo ochal v'shelo eshte, where a person explicitly articulates a shvur that I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink. Then they go and they eat and they drink, and yet the Mishnah still paskins that what? You're only chayiv once. Why? Because essentially the second shvua of shelo eshta was meaningless because shtia is bichlal achila. If you tell me that case, then of course I know in a case where a person just says shvua shelo ochal and then they eat and they drink, then of course they're only going to be chayiv once. To which the Gemara says, Ela li'olam kediktani. Rather, as I says the Gemara, we have to go back to the way it is originally stated in the Mishnah. And the case in the Mishnah is where he says, first he says, achila before shtia. V'shayni hacha. I will say, so what's the case over here? See, here's the problem. What the Gemara now is suggesting is, we're going to look at the Sefer, we're going to understand the Sefer as stated. What's the case in the Sefer as stated? He's saying, Shvur shalo ochal, shvur shalo eshta. I take a shvur that I'm not going to eat, that I'm not going to drink. And what did the Mishnah paskin? The Mishnah said that I'm chayiv twice. What about the fact that shtia is bichlal achila? Good morning, Mr. Schoenfeld. Okay, for the best part. So listen to this. What does that mean? So you must have a shiny hacha. Listen to this. Kevan de amar shelo ochal, v'hadar amar shelo eshte, gali daite dahach achila de amar achila gredosihi. We'll say, see here the Gemara answers, which seems to be the Pashat answer. When a person goes out of their way to articulate something, so clearly they're coming along to make more specific statements. So halach lamaisa, when a person comes along and says, shvur shalo ochal, vishalo eshte, then what they're clearly saying is what? The achila that I articulated before does what? Does not include shtia. Meaning, see, I will say, as you see over here, that when it comes to shvuas, so much of shvuas ultimately, again, is focused on what a person says and how a person says it. You see, we'll say there's a klal gadol in life. What's the klal gadol in life? Close your mouth. Words to live by. Close your mouth. Right? In other words, that the less you say, sometimes the sharper your words are. So a person says, shvur shalo ochal, great, I understand. That includes achila and shtia. Once a person goes ahead and says, shvur shalo ochal, shvur shalo eshte, obviously that extra phrase is coming to do something. If it was coming to do something, then what? Then you shouldn't say it. Then don't say it. Then I already got that one. I'm sorry. Then don't say it. Then don't say it. The fact that he goes out of his way to articulate shvur shalo ochal vishalo eshte means that the achila that he's mentioning, he means achila gridasa, achila by itself, not achila with shtia, and therefore he's coming to create two distinct prohibitions upon himself: one for achila and one for shtia. I'm Rav Ashi Masdisa Nami Dega. Our Mishnah seems to support this assertion. Shvur shalo ochal va'achal ochlin she'in ru'uyin la'achila. What's the word of the Mishnah say? If a person, I take a shvur, I swear I'm not going to eat, and then I end up eating things that are not fit for consumption, v'shasa mashkin she'in ru'uyin la'shtia, or I drink things that are not fit for consumption, pater. I will say, what's the halacha? I'm pater. Ha ru'uyin chayiv. Aye, but it seems to be that if it was fit for consumption, I would be chayiv. V'amai. So we'll say ultimately again, why would I be chayiv ultimately again twice? For this, I said, shvur shalo ochal. Dilma damer tarti shvur shalo ochal. Shvur shalo eshte. And I will say, it must be a case of where what? Where ultimately again, I explicitly articulated two things. Ultimately again, shvur shalo ochal and shvur shalo eshte. So we'll say, so the idea over here, so what comes out from this sugya? What comes out from this seems to be that the bottom line from the sugya is that shtia is bechlal achila, that drinking is considered to be a part of consumption. Drinking is a chilek of shtia. Therefore, I will say, for our purposes, if a person takes a shvur shalo ochal, I take a shvur that I'm not going to eat, and I end up drinking, I will be chayiv for violating that shvua. However, again, however, the exception to this could be when a person explicitly articulates and says, shvua shalo ochal, shvua shalo eshta. That if a person explicitly articulates a separate shvua for achila and a separate shvua for shtia, then obviously they're coming to say that achila is achila by itself and shtia is by itself. So we'll say, this seems to be the way the Rambam paskins. So the Rambam says, this is in Perek Dalet Hilchos Shavuo. So listen to this. Rambam says, Per Halacha Vav, Shavuo Shalo Ocha V'Shalo Eshte. Person takes a Shavuo that I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink. V'Shasa, V'Acha V'Shasa, and ultimately again, I ate and I drank. Chayiv Shtayim. So what's the Rambam Paskins? I'm Chayiv twice. Shashtia Bechlal Achila. Because under normal circumstances, Shtia is considered part of Achila. However, V'Hovelu Perish Amar Shalo Eshte Galadaito Shal Klal Shtia Bechlal Achila. V'Nimtza K'nishpa Azeb Ifnei Atzmo V'Azeb Ifnei Atzmo L'Ficha Chayiv Shtayim. So we'll say, the Rambam sums it up in four lines. Number one, Achila is Bechlal Ashtia. That's how he passes Halacha L'Maisa. But if you explicitly articulate a Shavua and you say, Shavua Shalo Ochal, Shavua Shalo Eshte, you're going out of your way to explicitly articulate two distinct Shavuas, then what? then you mean to break them out, and therefore if you eat and you drink, you will be chayiv twice. Beautiful. We'll say weiter. Remember again, the next case in the Mishnah was as follows, where a person goes ahead and he takes a shvur shalo ochal. I swear that I'm not going to eat, and what happens? He goes, shvur shalo ochal, paschitin, pasorin, paskusmin, v'ochal. So what happens if a person goes ahead and, well, first case is a person says, I'm not going to eat. And he eats wheat bread, barley bread, spelt bread. He's only chayiv once. If he says, shvua, that I won't eat, pas chitin, pas sorin, pas kusmin, and he eats each of those breads, then what? He's chayiv for each of them. So it says the Gemara, v'dilma, right? Ultimately, again, maybe the reason why he made a separate shvua, so we're trying to figure out, what would be a reason why a person would say shvua shelo ochal paschitin paskusmin pasar? In other words, why would you articulate that? Why? What's the need for that? So it says Gemara v'dilma lemiftar nafshe miachrenaisa. Well, maybe the guy is coming along, Rabbi Osai, and not really to create separate liabilities, ultimately, again, for each type of bread, but rather to go ahead and highlight the fact that he's not prohibiting himself to other food items, to which the Gemara says, if that's the case, he could have just said, chitin se'orin v'kusmin. Then ultimately, again, Rabbi Osai could have just said, chitin se'orin and kusmin. Ultimately, instead of going ahead and saying what? Shvur shel ha'ochal, lashon over here was, shvur shel ha'ochal, pas chitin, pas se'orin, pas kusmin. The fact that he's articulating pas by each of us seems to indicate to us that he's creating shvur specific items. V'dilma, paschitin lechol, sorin v'kusmin lakos. So we'll say maybe he's coming along to prohibit paschitin, but he's also coming along to what? To go ahead and say that he should be permitted to go ahead and chew on kernels of barley. D'havile l'mif, d'havile l'meymar, paschitin v'shal sorin v'shal kusmin. The Rebbe says, I could have just said ultimately what? Paschitin and also of sorin and also of kusmin. V'dilma amud beiz, v'dilma ayyidei ta'roves. Maybe Rabbi Osai, look at Rashi, Tar Rashi Chafakim Lamed Beis, V'dilma Ayedei Taroves, I Amar Hachi, Hava Mashmelei Shlo Yocha Pashi Yesh Bakol Amin Halalu. Maybe the reason he didn't say, Paschitin V'shal Sorin V'shal Kusmin, is Rabbi Osai, what does that sound like it's prohibiting? Maybe it's only prohibiting what? It's prohibiting a bread that's made, a loaf that's made out of all these different grains. Well, if that's the case, Ema, V'chein Shal Sorin, V'chein shal kusmin. He could have just said, and so too of grain, of so too of barley, and so too of spelt. Pas lamali. And also at the end of the day, what the Gemara is bothered by is, why does he have to say, pas chitin, pas sa'orin, pas kusmin? In other words, you begin to see a trend here. When it comes to Shavuos, and later on by Nedarim, we analyze each and every word. In general, we say, chachamim hizaru b'divreichem. Person should always be vigilant with his words and always choose his words exceptionally carefully. But I will say, when it comes ultimately again to Shavuos, so again we mamish analyze every single word. Why is he saying pas chitin, pas se'orin, pas kusmin? I will say that word pas essentially the Gemara understands to go ahead and generate a separate prohibition upon each of these items, thereby creating separate shvua liability for each different type of bread. And I will say this is indeed how the Rambam paskins as well. The Rambam says, this is the same parak Tal Halacha Zayin. V'chino omer shvur shel ha'ochal paschitin pasorin paskusmin v'achlon chay v'akal achas v'achas. If a person says shvur that I won't eat barley bread, I won't eat spelt bread, I won't eat wheat bread, and I eat them, unless I eat all of them, I'm chayiv for each and every one. Why? Shelo omer pas ela lechalek o lechayiv akol achas v'achas. Because I will say, the inclusion of that word pas by beginning of every statement ultimately indicates that I'm creating separate shvur liability by each of these items. Incredible. Let's go back there. Shavuah shelo eshte v'shasa mashkin har ve'inu chayiv ela achas. So we'll say, if I take a shavuah that I'm not going to drink, and I drink a lot of drink, right? I go ahead and I drink a lot of different things, I'm only chayiv once. Okay, so let's analyze this. So says the Gemara, Bishlam ha'asam do'amar, da'amrit miyashele pas l'chiyuva. So we'll say, so let's go back for just a moment. In the Mishnah's case over here, The Mishnah's case is Shavu Shalo Eshte. Case number one is I take a Shavu that I'm not going to drink. And what happens? V'shasa Mashkin Harbe. I drink a lot of different items. What's the halacha? Eino chayv el achas. I'm only chayv once. Second case Rabbi say is Shavu Shalo Eshte Shiayin Shemen Udvash. I take a Shavu that I'm not going to drink wine, oil, honey, v'shasa, and I drank them. Chayv akal achas v'achas. I'm chayv for each and every one. Okay, those are the two cases. So says the Gemara, Bishlama Hasam. I understand in the previous case by the loaves of bread, the amrit miasrele pas lichiyuva. See, Rabbi said there was an extra word there. That extra word pas before mentioning each of the different types of bread. That extra word. What did that extra word do, Rabbi said? What did it do? It split up each of the items into separate shvua liability. Elahacha. My havile lemeimar. They're both saying in this case where a person says shvua shelo eshte yain shemen dvash. So I don't understand. Maybe he's not coming to create separate shvua liability. He's just coming to articulate certain things. What else could he have said? Zilma lemiftar nafshei mashkin achrina kasi. Maybe he's just coming along to say it's only these items that I'm prohibiting myself to, but I'm not prohibiting other forms of drink. Amar apapa hacha b'munachan lefan of askinon. We'll say, what's the case? The case is where these drinks are sitting before him on the table. The yayin, shemen, and dvash are right there on the table. Shahayala lomar, shvor shalo eshte elu. We'll say, what's his goal? The goal over here is this yayin, shemen, and dvash is sitting right in front of him. And his goal is he wants to prohibit these items upon himself. So what should he have said? Shvor shalo eshte elu. We'll say, that's what he should have said. The fact that he says what? Shvua shelo eshte yayin shemen udvash, you understand to mean what? A more globalized shvua, an independent shvua liability for each of these items. The dilma eluhu delo shasina, achrini shasina. It was maybe the reason he didn't use this lashon is because, had he said that, they would have inferred that it's only these items, this particular yayin shemen udvash that is asr, but other yayin shemen udvash shall be mutter. Ela do'amar shvua delo shasina kigon elu. Rather, says the Gemara, he could have said, right, I take a shvua that I will not drink like these. And I will say that would have prohibited these items. The fact that he chooses to make a more global shvua of shvua shalo ochal yayin shemen udvash indicates to us what? That he's coming to create a more general shvua with separate shvua liability for each item. Ela, excuse me, dilma, kigon elu delo shasina betzir mehachi. But if you were to say that, Rabbi, say maybe that would infer that's what? He won't drink like these items. But again, Rabbi, say maybe like these items means what? The exact measure. But more than these amounts, less than these amounts, ultimately, again, he would be able to drink. Rather, Rabbi, say what he could have said is, a shvua that I won't drink from these types, from this min. The dilma min eluhu delo shasina. We'll say, but if that were the case, then maybe ultimately I would infer from that it's only this type of drink that he can't eat. Drink. But these items sitting in front of him on the table that he could consume. Ema shelo eshte elu. So uminaihu. Rather, what he could have said, Rabosa, is I won't drink these as well as their respective meaning. Rabose, what's the case over here? Rabose, the case of the Mishnah is as follows. Where this man is getting peer pressure to drink. He's getting peer pressure, bo chaver literally means his friends are chaperoning him to drink. Ultimately, again, where his friends are telling him, come, drink with us wine, oil, honey. The haya lo lomar, and Rabbi say, what's happening? This guy, the guy in our Mishnah, does not want to drink with his friends. So what does he do? He takes a shvua, ultimately again, in order to prevent himself from drinking with his friends. What would have been the proper formulation for that? The havile lomar, shvua shelo eshte imcha. He could have just said, I take a shvua, then I'm not going to drink with you. And I will say that would accomplish the task. But yet, what does he say? Yayin v'shemen udvash lamali. So I will say, if this is a din in avoiding peer pressure, so then there's a very simple way to avoid peer pressure. What's the simple way? Shavua, then I'm not going to drink with you. I hereby swear I'm not going to drink with you. Done. Then I can't drink with you. I will say, but that's not what he says in the Mishnah. What does he say in the Mishnah? Shavua shelo eshte yayin shemen udvash. Why does he make that articulate? Why does he articulate this? Yayin v'shemen udvash lamali. Ultimately, again, what Rabbi say to go ahead and to go ahead and prohibit himself upon all these different items. And Rabbi says, this is the same idea that Rambam brings down. He says, actually, we're going to leave this case for until we finish the next case. So Rabbi says, the idea that Gemara is saying over here is as follows. If this is a din of peer pressure, then the easiest way to avoid that is to say, Shvua shelo eshtimcha. I take a shvua that I'm not going to drink with you. The fact that he says, Shvua shelo eshte yayin and shemen advash, Rabbi says, is unnecessary to alleviate the peer pressure. When he goes in and he says, Rabbi says, how do we interpret that? We interpret that as a bona fide shvua, and the fact that what? That he articulates each independent item tells me what? Tells me what? That it's creating separate shvua liability for each of these items, and therefore, if he drinks yayin, shemen, and dvash, he'll be chayef each of them. Incredible. Incredible. Tanan Hasam. Tein lichitin u'se'or b'yadecha. Let's listen to this case. Now we're transitioning for just a moment to what's called Shvua Sapikadin, Rashi points out. Well, Shvua Sapikadin means that if I say that I deposited something with you and you claim you don't have it, I could force you to take a Shvua. So listen to this case. Tanan Hasa, also we learn there. Tein lichitin usorin rekosin sheish li biyadecha. I go over to Reuven, I say, Reuven, I gave you my wheat, my barley, and my spelt to hold for me. Or oats, told for me. And what happens? Shvur shein l'chabi yadi klum. And I will say, Reuven says, I swear I have none of your property. I have nothing of yours. And I will say, turns out that's what? That Reuven was lying. Reuven was lying. So what's the halacha? Eino chayv ela achos. He's only chayv one. So let's say the case over here is, I deposited chita, seoreng, and kusmin with Reuven. I say, Reuven, give me back my wheat, my barley, and my spelt. And what happens? Reuven says, I have nothing of yours. And then it turns out that he's lying. He's only chayiv once. And we'll say, now, what's the novelty in this? The novelty, of course, is he was kofar. He ultimately denied three different things, right? Wheat, barley, and spelt. And yet, he's only going to be chayiv once. However, if Reuven says, Shvua she'in lecha biyadi, Chitin usor mekusmin. Rabbi says, if Reuven were to say, I swear, I don't have your chita, I don't have your seora, I don't have your kusmin, then what? A chayiv al kol achas va'achos. Then Rabbi says, he will be chayiv for each and every one. Why, Rabbi says? Why? Because in that case, what's happened? He specifically articulated a denial of each and every item independently. So if he makes a general denial, I have nothing of yours. Okay, and turns out that he's lying, he's chayiv once. If he makes an item-specific denial, I don't have your chitin, I don't have your seor, I don't have your kusmin, then he's going to be chayiv for each and every one. But Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Afilu pruta mikula mitzterefes. I will say, even a pruta from each of them ultimately combines. Take a look at Rashi, what does that mean? Pruta mikula mitzterefes. Well, this is actually by the top of Rashi, only about five lines into the short lines. Pruta mikula mitzterefes. Lechaivo al shvua, below al kol achas va'achas, el lechaivo asham echad. This is actually quite interesting. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, that even if, there's only a little less than a pruta from each of them. When you combine all of them, it turns out to be a pruta's worth of a claim. They're ultimately combined. So we'll say, in other words, what the Gemara is saying over here is, even though each independent item that he denied was less than a shava pruta, if combined, they form a shava pruta, then ultimately, again, he will be chayy for the denial of that pikadon. Pligi barav achav ravina. So Rav Acha and Ravina argue on this. Chad amar, aprati mechayev aklali lo mechayev. V'chad amra aklali nami mechayiv. So we'll say, listen to this. So what's their machlokas? So we'll say, when a person goes ahead and says, so let's play out this case. I go to Reuven, I say, Reuven, give me back my chitin, seorin, and kusmin. And Reuven says, I don't have your chitin, seorin, and kusmin. So what is Reuven chayiv? We'll say, listen to this. So there's a machlokas of Acha and Ravina. One says, Chadamar, aprati mechayev aklali mechayev. So we'll say, let's analyze what the possible number of violations are. At most, how many violations are we speaking about? Four. And I'll tell you why. Right? No good. It was a trick question. Right? Four. And I'll tell you why. The three, denial for wheat, denial for chitin, denial for sorin, denial for kusmin. But there's also a possibility of a fourth, which is what Jabo's saying. A general denial that I owe you nothing.
So we'll say, so the shayla is in this case where Reuven goes in, he says, I don't have your chitin, I don't have your son, I don't have your kusmin. What is he chayiv for? Chad amar, aprati mechayiv, aklalilo mechayiv. So one says, he's only chayiv for the specific denials, denials of wheat, of chitin, son, and kusmin. But aklali, the quote unquote general denial, which is supposed to say the denial that I have nothing of yours, ultimately, again, he's not going to be chayiv. The Chadim, or the other opinion, says Akloli Nam Mechayiv. The other opinion, Rabbi Say, says that no, he's going to be Chayiv for three for the specific denials and one for the general denial. Rabbi Say, now the idea over here, the interesting chiddush over here is the general denial is not even really explicitly articulated; it's just understood. In other words, if when Reuven says, "I don't owe you chitin, I don't owe you kusmin," what he's essentially saying is, "I owe you nothing. I owe you nothing." So if you're chayiv 3, if you're chayiv 4, it's subject to machlokes. Hachamai. If I say, what about here now? Look at Rashi. Hachamai. Mi pligi ba nami rav acha baravina b'maslisan l'chayiv adalid. Chada. Ashala ochal. Utlasa aperuta deprata. So we'll say, so again, the shayla is over here. What about in our case? What about in our case, we'll say, we're ultimately again back to Shavuos Ochlin, right? Back to Shavuos Bitui, where a person goes down and they say, Shavuos Shala Ochal Pas Chitin, Pas Saorin, Pas Kusmin, and they go out and they eat all three. Will you be chayiv three things? Will you be chayiv four things? As you violated each of the Shavuos, but are you also chayiv a fourth? Amarava Hachi Hashta, so the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta, Hasam, Mechayev Aklalo, Mechayev Aprata. So we'll say, it's different. The Gemara says, you're mixing and matching Shavuos. This case of Yerabo say, by me and Reuven, where Reuven's denying that he has something in mind, that's called Shavuos HaPikadon. That's called the Shavuos regarding an item that was deposited with someone for safekeeping. I gave Reuven my chitin, saorin, and kusmin. I demand it back. He says, I don't have your chitin, I don't have your saorin, I don't have your kusmin. So it's in that case, Hasam Mechayev Aklala Umechayev Aprata. It's only the case of Shavuos HaPikadon, where a person, where Reuven could be chayev for the klal, the general denial, I have nothing of yours, and aprata, and the individual or specific denial of chit and sarna kusman. Daha imishtaba vahadu mishtaba mechayiv tarti. Because we'll say in that case, if Reuven swears, I swear, I don't have your chitin. I swear, I don't have your sorin. I swear, I don't have your cousin. Then what Rabbi say? He's chayiv each those shavuos. Hacha, isa kadaitcha isa bichlal, aprati amai mechayiv. Mushba va'ometu. We'll say here, by the shavuos of our Mishnah, if you say that there's a general shavua, then by definition, all of these specific items are included in the general shavua. In which case, again, then what Rabbi say? Then where you need to go ahead and specifically articulate pas chitin, pas kusmin, pas saorin, what you're doing is you're swearing upon something that is already us, which we call mushva va'omed, in which case one would not be chayav. So we'll say, this is actually a sodistic distinction over here that the Gemara is making. This incredibly profound distinction that what? That lemais, again, when it comes to shvuas hapikadon, when it comes to a shvua ultimately, again, regarding an item that was deposited for safekeeping, so we'll say, in that case, ultimately, we could say that a person can be chayav for individual shvuas and a global, more general shvua as well. But by what we call shvuas bitui, which is the shvua ultimately, again, of our Mishnah, we'll say, once you say that there's a general shvua that covers everything, then by definition, what? There is no room for individual shvuas to devolve upon that original global shvua. Therefore, the Gemara suggesting this machlokes about what we call the klali and prati by shvuas is dafka machlokes by shvuas hapikadon, but does not apply by the shvuas bitui of our Mishnah. Good. Says the Gemara, shvuas shel ochal, haguf akasha. We'll say, well, let's begin this sugya. What you just said seems to be inherently contradictory. How so? Haguf akasha, amrit shvuas shel ochal, va'achal ochlin she'in ru'inyin la'achila. So we'll say, we just said before that what? If a person ha'amrit shvuas shel ochal, if a person takes a shvuah not to eat something, va'achal ochlin she'in ru'inyin la'achila, v'shasa mashkin she'in ru'inyin la'ashtia, pater. So we'll say, what did we say? First case of the Mishnah said that if I take a shvuah not to eat, and then what? What happens? I end up eating or drinking things that are not fit for consumption. What's talacha? What's talacha? Pater. V'hadir tani, yet then I say, you said later on, shvu in the Mishnah, shvu shalo ocha v'achal nevelas trefosh katzim v'ramasim chayiv. That if I take a shvu not to eat, and then what Rabbi say? I go ahead and I eat nevelas trefosh katzim v'ramasim, all these non-kosher items, then I'm chayiv. So says the Gemara, Maishna Resha the Pater, Umaishna Sefer the Chayiv. Now the assumption is that Nevelus, Trefos, Shkatzim, Viramasim are what? also einam ru'uyim la'achila, are not fit, quote unquote, for consumption. So if that's the case, I will say, why am I chayv? You said before, in the first case of the Mishnah, that, or the earlier part of the Mishnah, that I take a shvur not to eat something, and I eat something that's not fit for consumption, I'm putter. Then you went on and you said that if I take a shvur not to eat, and I eat shkatsim, ramasim, nevelus, trefos, then I'm chayv. So what's going on over here? Mashna Risha, Mashna Seifa. To which the Gemara says, Mashna Risha dechpater, Umashna Seifa dechayiv. To which the Gemara says, look at Rashi, Mashna Risha, Kasaka daitcha, dinevelu trefa nami, ochlin shen ruyunhein. Holokasha, Risha bistam, beseifa bemefarish. I will say, what's the case? Look at Rashi, Holokasha, kilomer, im kushia acheres, ein kan zu, yeshla teres, vechem bechol duchta diika, holokasha sfar. So Gemara says, I will say, what's the difference? The difference over here is, the Reisha is Bistam, right? The Reisha, as we're going to see in a little bit, the Reisha is a case where a person makes an unqualified statement, Shvur Shalo Ochal, and he goes and he eats foods that are not ultimately fit for consumption, then he's Pater. The Sefer Rabosai is where he's Mefarish, to which the Gemara says, Mefarish Nami Gufei Tikshe, Amai Musha Mehar Sinahu. We'll say, even if a person is mafarish, even if he articulates, still, I don't understand why I'd be chayiv here. If I take a shvua not to eat, and I end up eating the velos trefos shkatsim v'ramosim, I will say, ultimately, again, I should be putter. Why? Let me say differently. Why should I be chayiv for the shvua? At the end of the day, I'm chayiv. I will say, why am I chayiv? Why am I chayiv? Because I've eaten something that is already prohibited. But I shouldn't be chayiv for the shvua, because at the end of the day, these items are already usher without the shvua. To which the Gemara says, oh, I will say, this is the same answer we've given a number of times. So the Gemara says, Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, Da'amri, Bekolal Dvarim Hamutarim, Im Dvarim Ha'asurim. I will say, what's the case over here? The case is where ultimately, again, I am including permitted items together with prohibited items. We'll say, we've seen this concept before. If I take a shvua not to eat, and I eat nevelas trefos shkatsim v'ramasim, I will be pater. Why, Rabbi say? Because ultimately, again, those items are already usher. But if I take a shvua not to eat permitted items, I could include in that shvua what? Prohibited items also. So it's called a shvua kolelis. It's what's called a shvua which includes other things. So meaning once I'm taking a shvua that devolves upon permitted things, that shvua isra could also devolve upon prohibited things. Reish Lakish, Amar Reish Lakish says, Ia tamotzi el ibe mefarish chatsi shir v'alibe d'rabanan, ibe stam alibe d'rabi kiva damar adam osra atzla v'choshu. Well, see, the other possibility is that lamaisa, the case of where nevelos, shkatzim v'namosim, could become chayi because shabosai is when we have an isra nevela medoraisa, we spoke about this 2 days ago, that isra nevela devolves upon what? A kizayis. Rabbi say less than a kizayis will not be asur midoraisa. So Rabbi say when could a shvua devolve upon even that which is already prohibited? If the shvua comes along to what Rabbi say to prohibit that which is not prohibited biblically, what is not prohibited biblically? Rabbi say what? Either chatzi shir less than the shir, or in this case also a kol shehu, any amount. We'll say that'll be a case ultimately again where the shvua could even devolve upon that which is prohibited. So we'll stop over here for today. We're going to pick up with this discussion because remember again, we're still in the middle ultimately of trying to figure out when and under what circumstances can a shvua devolve upon that which is already prohibited. So again, we now see there is the possibility of chatzi shir. There's the I lost the crowd. Okay. We'll say have a good day. We'll continue with this tomorrow. Yeah, I know. I did it. And
then, but I will drink.
Yes, absolutely.